a heavy stone.
But then, it was, sure, there was lots of heavy, other heavy jobs too. But they were only, in a way, as heavy as you made them. For instance, my father and myself used to fetch in the hay, loose hay.
Yes.
And probably heckling them around 25 ton or whatever. And we'd go to, and my father was a strong man too. He was bigger than me. Heavier than me, but no way was he tougher.
No way was he tougher.
No. And we would take the carts to the field and he packed the loads, which was an easy job. I thought, stuff up to him. Fetch them into the hacket, they say, I thought up to him. He would say, me just done the work.
That is hard. Well, what's this hacket? That word, is it hacket or hacket?
Oh, the hacket.
The hacket.
It's where we store.
That's the, oh, the haggard. Yes, I see. I always called it the haggard. I didn't know you said hacket.
Well,
that's where the stacks were.
Yes. Well, now, that's the thing I would suggest to you. Immediately ask if you don't understand.
Yeah. I should have known that word. It's a very important place.
Well, I'm not sure how that is spelled sometimes. H-A...
Double G.
Double G, but some spell it H-A-K.
Oh.
No, not in my
house. Hackett.
Not in my house.
And, yeah, well... there was heavy work going, but I would emphasize that from my early sickness I have been amazingly fit.
It's a good life here then.
Eh?
A good life here on this place.
I went into Nobles some years ago with a twisted bowel.
Started with appendix.
Oh.
And the bones removed.
And I was operated on. And the doctor came to me the next morning. You're feeling all right? He said, yes, I think you are too, he said. You know you haven't even put a temperature up. I can't believe it. You could go through the operation that you had without a temperature. And you're fit enough to have that do that operation again today.
Yeah.
But no, I was amazingly fit. Now can never mind me. Carry on.
Let me ask, how did you all meet each other?
Pardon?
How did you all meet each other?
Oh, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
I better tell you that. How did we on earth, how on earth did we meet each other? That's what he's wondering. Yeah. You see, she was and still is, for that matter, very nice looking. I didn't know her. I didn't even know her. Until people came to the farm down across the fields here. Yeah. And she came up here. I'll put it together. You can correct me where I'm wrong.
We saw milk. We had given milk to a camp down in Hosting. Mm-hmm. And, we hadn't enough. enough to supply them.
Oh.
And we wanted some more, so I came up here for to see if these folk could spare any of theirs, as they weren't selling them.
Yes.
You know, that's the way we first met. And he was going through his arms out there in the back of him, holding the joysters, and he went through his arms. And I said he was mad.
Yeah.
You tell me that I've heard since that was rather a unique thing to be able to do.
You're holding the joists, what was this word?
Yeah.
The joists of the roof, yeah.
And the
were you building?
The ceiling,
yes. Yes, were you building?
I was gripping the joists like that. The joists go that way, you see.
Yes.
And I was gripping one joist and that way. Not round them. You understand?
Yes.
Just gripping like that and go through the arms. That's what I was at when she came to the
door. Yeah, showing off.
I was showing off, you see, showing me my physique, and she said, I think it was, you silly ass, you'd be killed.
No, I didn't. I said you were mad.
Mad.
Something like that. An old me father said, who's all right? I've done scores of things. Yes, and it kind of, I went down the field with you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Down across there's 3 feet, and we sat on the hedge, at the boundary hedge between the two farms. And the magic word was spoken. I don't know which way it was anyway, but that's how we had it.
Where were you born?
I was born out in Monaghan.
Oh.
A place called Close Moor. Out Monaghan way. You know Monaghan?
I don't. I just know sort of where Old Onan Church is.
Oh, yes. Well, it's better on than Monaghan Church. And, I wasn't born there. I was born out in Bonnet Lattice.
When you got to take it to the 5 and a half, it's up. It's there,
the I was born in a place called Ballaglass.
Ballaglass.
And then my parents went to a farm called Baldoon.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that on the map, I think.
And I was 3 years old when they went to Close Moor. I remember.
You can
the
remember?
Oh, down there. Remember all the folk that had went out like and they were angry that they had to go out. I don't know what reason they had to go out for, but I would think it was, relatives that owned the farm and they weren't paying up. So they were angry that my parents had taken the lease of the farm. And he pulled the paper all off the kitchen walls. And I can remember crying.
Oh, yes.
I wanted this paper from my book. And my grandmother went out with us. And she's cut the flour and the paste and made some paste and pasted it up all back up on the wall again.
Oh, you're probably happier then.
Well, I remember that quite clearly. I can see it yet, all hanging down on the floor.
As a girl, what sort of farm work did you do to help out?
Pardon?
How did you help out on the farm?
What sort of work were you doing on the farm yourself?
All sorts.
All sorts?
Yes. Housework and all. There was only one brother and myself.
Oh.
He was quite a lot older than I was.
Would you ever work in the fields?
Yes, I worked in the fields, but I also used to go in the summertime up to the bungalow.
You know where the bungalow is?
Tapas Navel.
Yes, I've been by there.
Well, I went to Tapas Navel once or two summers as cashier.
Wow.
So then I didn't like that. There was no, feet, I stuck for the rest of the time. And then I was home all the winter.
Mm-hmm. What were the earliest jobs you had to do when you were a boy on the farm?
What was the one?
The earliest jobs when you were a boy that you
had. I was telling this last night, wasn't it? Cleaning the muck out of the cows before going to school.
Oh. Dirty job.
Eh?
A dirty job.
Yeah. I have always wondered why this, it was this way, but this is the sort of a life that we lived as a family. I'm one of five. Really, two younger and two older. Everybody in the house, including the little, I don't know about the first, the babies, had to be out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was the unwritten law. Out onto the yard. I used to clean the cows out. You'd have old boots
on. Must have been a year or two then.
Eh?
You must have been a year or two when you started that work.
And my brother was 6 years older than me. He would attend to the horses in the stables. You see, my father was feeding stock. And other little incidents, the pig wanted feed, the hens wanted feed. My brother was 6 years older than me. I had a sister 3 years older than me. By the way, she's over in the nursing home in Peel. She's going to her 90 years. And into breakfast at 7. And if you weren't into breakfast, my goodness, man, the world would stop. At 7 o'clock for breakfast, you got, oh yes, plenty of porridge and herring, bacon, and plenty of rough, good food. And then we left home, get ready, get yourself ready. And we left home, I didn't go to school with my brother, he had left. Sister and myself were leaving home at 8 o'clock on the dot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hour. Walking out in the moon road, down the Ling Road, right down to school. Never late.
Never late.
No.
It wasn't those colors that
had
the distance to go, though, as they going to school,
it
was the ones
that
live in clothes.
Yes, they were amazing.
Yeah. Well, there was always some jobs for you to do before your breakfast.
How about this fellow over here? Was he a good helper when he was a little boy?
This way, yes. Well, look here, we must accept he did what he could do. But there wasn't a lot. He wasn't able to do a lot in the condition he was in.
He was born with a hole in the heart.
Oh, really?
You probably know that.
Congenital heart.
Well, I knew you had a fancy heart operation, but I didn't. Was that what it was for? So you had to take it easy.
He wasn't able to do very well. He'd have a tractor, he was good at that.
When did you get your first tractor?
39. Well, the year that was back in 39.
39 or 41.
No,
39. 39 or 40.
What's that?
When you got the first tractor.
Oh.
Little Alice, you see, it might not have been 39, it was started in 39, except
after that period of time, it was all the only power and farms was horses. And I was the, I could do anything with horses. And then...
But you didn't do anything. What do you mean?
I could do anything with horses.
Yeah.
I used to float competitions.
Was that to plow the straightest furrows?
Yes, she did. Oh,
there's
the other
two.
I don't know where they are, boy.
Oh,
well, over by the room, I think.
There's two more than that. Wow.
Just it where I think it'll take you here for a shot. Let's try it. Yes, I'll try to get one with your cups in the background. How about that? Well, I think I should get it. Okay. Did you win these by plowing a straight furrow?
Right. But anyway,
yes, he was champion colony, champion Ireland, champion colony.
The Ireland's champion.
Oh,
well,
yes,
oh,
no question of that.
Oh, bless.
And that's no question. That's beyond them.
They reckon that I was a born champion. The old blacksmith told me.
Had this arm.
I started flowering, you see, when I was a little thing. In school.
Oh, dear.
Then when my brother went to the army, you see, I just had to do a lot.
Oh, yes.
And I was flowering these gaieties down here, especially one of them. Get them out. I was taking an odd occasion to take the horses. You know the swingle tree is?
A single tree? That's what we call it. How do you say it?
Swingle tree.
Is it what comes right behind the horse's heels?
Yes.
Yes. We call it a single, a single tree, and you call it a swingle tree.
Yes.
Nice is Bredach.
Which my father called him Bredach.
Bredach.
Nice name, Bredach.
So you'd have to take your Bredach in one hand, away from the plough, and steer the horses on with the other hand, and turn them round about and hook them to the back of the other end of the plough and to pull them out of the back. I've had to do that. want me to do? You had to struggle on. I couldn't see. I can't do it. Yeah.
But he was only a small chap, you see. He never grew until after the Sweden North.
Oh, so you were small when you were plowing.
Yes.
The worst was the diphtheria that nearly robbed me at first. But apart from that, yes, it must be accepted, I think, that plowing was born into me. I was a champion.
What did you have to do in a plowing contest? Did you have to plow a straight furrow?
Yeah, if it wasn't straight, you could go home.
It had to be a straight, there had to be a shot.
Oh my goodness.
If it wasn't a straight, you could go home.
If you'll remind me, I never had a snap taken of the actually doing the job. Now, without labouring you in any way, I had an uncanny ability. Well, horses, I had to say, not animals, really, this girl here, you know, with a couch. But with horses, I could get them to do almost anything. For instance, I've done this more than once, and this field's out along the side out here. I was doing it for just for the ego of doing it. You start at the bottom and you set pegs in the land so far apart for marks for you. What we call sightings.
Sightings, yes.
And you have them go up through the field. Well, me and me glory, if you may say, I had two horses, male horses. One I called Sam and the other Mont. See? And you add at the bottom, drive them to the bottom of the field and turn them on up there. No marks whatever, but there'll be a post at the top of the field. See? And start off. And I can see, yes, I can see it almost as straight as a shot of a gun. Right. No lines, no means of directing them, only with your tongue.
No reins. No reins on the horse.
I lapped them up.
Hang them on the horse.
On the horse, on the hames.
Yes.
Stand them to pull.
Guide them with his tongue.
What kind of noises would you make?
Very little.
Very little.
What sort of noises would
to the horse? To the horses.
What would you be speaking to?
What would you say?
You wouldn't hear me.
But what words were you using?
Oh, yes,
to them?
Yes. Well, Sam was the most intelligent of the two.
Yes.
But Mount was brilliant to cooperate. Sam was the most intelligent. And you'd stand off, tell him to go. And if they were going that way, Silver's lady, just see, come on, Sam. And I Benny, you go a little bit too far back. Just move over. Wouldn't move over like this at all, but just where his foot was here this time, it might land a little bit further that way. Come all this time. Be a little bit too far back then. G back. Back, I was using, not G as a rule, but come on, G back. Come on, G back. Anything.
Did you use G and haw to mean right and left?
Come on, there was come left, come right. Come left, rather. G back. Back to the right. Have you got that?
No.
Is that what you use?
We use G for right, but we use haw for left.
I was competing. I was blowing in a match over the other part of the island one time. Mont wasn't very suitable in a competition because he would stramp the furrow. He had big feet.
Yes.
I had a little borrowed thing in the furrow, a little small feet, that I had Sam on the other side. And this thing in the furrow was head down, was going all over the place, but it didn't matter. Sam was there. It was incredible. If you were speaking to some of my own friends, Dougie Crowe. Mm-hmm. Dougie Crowe said, I'll never forget him. He was human, he called this horse. Come up in the field, regardless of that, he would step back, step easy, Sam. He would ease down. He'd stop at one foot of the hospital. Gently then. Have you had anything to do with horses?
Just when I was a boy, we had a mule, and then we would have a mare sometimes too. I never learned to handle them. My father could handle them fairly well. Did you miss it when you started using the tractor and had to go up the horses?
I never liked sitting on a tractor.
You never liked it? Was it boring for you?
Oh, yes. Well, I never liked it at all.
Did you like it, John? The tractor?
Oh, well, one of the things I could do was let go of the job ship. Really? But it gets a light in
there. I've just emphasized to you the qualities of Sam, the horse. But he had another quality too. No trouble whatever to plow an acre a day or an acre and a half a day. I mean, go
strong.
Oh, step over, step over. Fetch him down to the competition. It almost took a little while, but to tone him down to a competition work. Marvelous horse. Marvelous horse. I'm going to look for that. You carry on. Talk to that one, do you? Talk to him. See, he's champion of telling lies.
We know who tells the lies.
Well, she's joking now, but it's the God's truth. I could make up lies when I was that big. Funny things. Tell me, mother, him out there, and he's got this, that, and other possibilities. Lies on stories.
Stories. Did your parents speak Manx at home?
No, not really. Lots of, broken bits and that, but not really. But my grandparents did.
Oh, you hear it then.
My grandparents would sit the fire going on in Langston. He wouldn't tell you how it was. You would pick up odd words.
John, do you want to tell some things now? Let's see.
No. Tell them about the